I drew a horse called Teepee in the Bears in Wells that year. I was just a kid, not wise enough to know the meaning of fear. I got the horse's story. Easy cover, not too stout, only thing I'd have to hurry getting on and getting out, for he had the rep of smashing cowboys up again the chute, tipping upside down and thrashing. Not a kindly attribute. But I'd traveled there without a pard, so figured that I would have to cowboy up and slip around, sneak out best I could. I'd set and pull my rigging while the anthem blared above, and I was in my war bag digging for some rosin for my glove when, from behind, a voice said, "The goss up hereabout says you're the one drawed Teepee. Want some help of getting out?" I turned to where this huge man stood and said, "Well, thanks, if you don't mind." He reached and shook the Pinto's mane. I snuck in from behind, eased down, and took my handhold when that flank man checked for slack, which spooked the bronc, and I could feel him coming over back. I thought, "Oh, shoot, he's got me." But then things sudden got sedate, and not knowing what had happened, I quick nodded for the gate. Well, Teepee stumbled out and shook his head before he finally blew. We only scored a 61. Turned out they paid to 62. Some of the boys were smiling when I got back to the chutes. I rolled my glove and shed my chaps, changed attitude and boots. Then when the go-round finally ended, one of them judges said, "You know, you might have placed if Teepee'd had a chance to clear his head." I learned then what had happened. I guess when that bronc began to rear, a giant fist slammed down, hit him right between the ears. That's right. The big man slugged him just as pretty as you please. I guess the hard hit Pertner knocked old Teepee to his knees. That night, down at the wagon wheel, I'd snuck in from the street. You see, I wasn't quite yet old enough, and I had to be discreet. But back in the furthest corner of that bar room sat that man who'd helped me out that afternoon, so I went to shake his hand. I'd ask around about him, and he'd gathered lots of fame for being tough and wild, and Jan Agee was his name. "Well, hello, little partner. Come and tell me what you think, but first, why don't I belly up and buy us both a drink?" He handed me a ditch and then said, "Sorry, little part, I might have cost you money. I shouldn't have hit him quite so hard." We laughed and drank and had ourselves just quite a little time. I wasn't used to whiskey, and I was feeling pretty fine. I was taken in the scene when Jan says, "Say, I've got a chore for you." I told him I can handle it. Just tell me what to do. He proposed that he would pay for all the booze that night if I'd just liven things a bit and start a friendly fight. Said, "I want you to go and find the biggest, meanest brute in this here joint, then step right up and smack him in the snoot. Don't worry none. I'll be right there, so don't you let me down, and make sure he's the biggest and the baddest to be found." I wasn't about to argue, because old Jan was 6'6". I started prowling, wondering how I'd gotten to this fix. I'd zigzagged through the table, sizing all the prospects up, realized amongst these pit bulls I was just a poodle pup. I was stuck between rock and hard spot. Either way I went, I'd lose, but I was running out of time and I was going to have to choose. I circled the whole bar room and I had sized up every man. I guess I'd been gone about 15 minutes before I made it back to Jan. Now, the smart thing would have been to leave and go home, I suppose, but no. I just walked up to Jan and smacked him in the nose. His neck swelled up. His face turned red. His glaring eyes spewed hate. He looked for all the world to be about to detonate. He grabbed my shirt and picked me up and cocked his off front paw, which was about as scary sight as I'd ever saw. I begged, "Please, Jan, I done exactly what you told me to, 'cause the biggest, toughest, baddest man in this here bar is you." But he just held me in the air while thinking over what I said. I prayed he'd see the humor, otherwise I'd soon be dead. But then he put me down real gentle and he flashed this big old grin, and we drank together all night long that night in Wells on him.